Okay, I'm excited to record this because we are in my room where I usually don't record. I've set up a new recording spot in a closet. So I think that the quality is gonna sound different than usual and maybe just not as good as I want it to be. But I don't really care because sitting in my bed talking about my thoughts is where you'll get the most authentic version of me. And right now, I just want you to talk about where my head is at because this is exactly why I set out to do this podcast, to make something like this available to people where someone is just literally talking through their psyche while going through the rough parts of life. And I don't know, I think a lot of the time I become a little filtered because it's hard to find people that will actually want to listen to you. And so you feel like you need to cut your story short or minimize the words that you say because you don't know how long you're going to keep the attention span of people that are always expecting something exciting and captivating to come out of your mouth. Anyway, I hope that the difference in quality doesn't deter you from listening because this is exactly the thing that I scoured other podcasts to listen to, if that makes sense. It's what I scoured for in other podcasts. Anyway, tonight, I don't know. I'm in my usual state of when I hit another low. I've just been in this perpetual state of rallying, getting better, and the better not being good enough. And because I had been working to get better, yet the way I had built myself up, the supports I had put in weren't enough, I've fallen again. And I'll give you the very real example of what I mean by this. So, I have sleeping issues. If you've listened to me before, then you probably know this. Maybe you don't. Whatever. And I'm trying to get myself to show up for a part-time job right now, which requires me to wake up at 8 a.m. My body requires at least like 10 hours sleep on average because being depressed and anxious, that's the way your body operates. Also, just genetically, that's where I am. If people tell you that more than 8 hours is unhealthy, someone said that to me recently, shut the fuck up because 8 hours is an average for a reason. If you know what an average means because you took a basic math class, that means you added up numbers below 8 and above 8 and ended up with 8. So, yes, there are people that are above that. Thank you very much. So, anyway, also a hard part of having depression and anxiety, you get the lovely little sidekick of insomnia. So, that's so much fun. And then also, you get lovely little anxiety attacks at night that just throw you off your sleep schedule, and you're still forced to get up for work. So, my pickle is that I struggle to get on a sleep schedule, and so I'll wake up feeling so distorted, whether it's because my sleep schedule is whack, because maybe I had an anxiety attack one night and I was up till 3 or 4, and then I went to bed the next day trying to go to bed at 2, constantly trying to push it earlier and earlier. And then, oh no, we have another little anxiety moment, and then we're back going to bed late, but then we're also waking up early for work. So then I got 6 hours of sleep before work, and then I show up for work. My adrenaline is pumping driving to work, my adrenaline is pumping while I'm at work because my body's trying to stay awake and alert, put on the energy in retail. Hi, how are you? Good, how are you? Good, thanks for asking. I'm I just recently saw that in Norway, they have their little small talk being this. Hi, how's it going? Up and not crying. And like, it's just normal to say up and not crying. That's more of the sentiment than good and you. Like, God, small talks makes me want to die. So anyway, yeah, we got that adrenaline pumping at work. I crash when I get home, have to take a nap. I wake up, it's fucking blackout because it's winter. And then also my eating cues are so off because my sleep is so off. My ghrelin levels are high, my leptin levels are low, meaning my hunger cues are so off that I'm gonna eat a fucking horse and my body is not gonna tell me that I'm full yet. To the point where I'm like, oh, now we've hit a point where physically I feel like I could throw up. So that just a state of me not physically feeling well, and those days where my physical health is so out of sorts that, like, when you're not physically feeling well, my passive suicidal ideation definitely increases. My will to live definitely decreases. My angst at the world increases, and anxiety increased, depression increased, just everything. And so whenever I hit this low again, like tonight, because I worked today, this is what I do when I am starting to get anxious at night. I've kind of moved out of my my crazy highs of anxiety where I'm panicking and like trying to journal it out, and in more in a, okay, I'm gonna like blast music on 93 or as high as I can get where Apple won't tell me that I'm bursting out my eardrums and they'll tell me that it's still safe. I'll go as high as I can, blast music where I can like dance and scream and kick in my room like it's a music video. And I'm like, okay, if people were watching this music video, they'd be like, this girl looks psychotic, which is great. So that's a great feeling, but it does take up time. So doing that, you know, anxiously getting myself to the bathroom, to the shower, we get out of there. Okay, now it's time to be in another state of crises and journal about it. Okay, after we just had this whole marathon of blaring music in our head to drown out the storms a brewing in my head. And then I'm not able to fall asleep because, you know, how can someone fall asleep feeling dissatisfied with life? I've talked about this to my therapist before. I'm like, why don't depressed people want to go to bed? Yes, we'll talk about passive SI and be like, yeah, you don't want to exist. But isn't sleeping kind of a close thing to not existing? Like, you're not conscious. But at the same time, I do get it. But I'm trying to get myself to be like, come on, don't you want to sleep? But I don't. I can't get myself to. I'm like, if I'm unhappy with life, I feel like I need it for me to fall asleep. I need to be at peace with life. And so it takes time to de-escalate from that. Now, I'm in a state of mind now where I'm just so fucking sick and tired of seeing myself, feeling myself go through these highs and not a high, but like the works of getting better than just hitting the low again. And I will admit that my anxiety attacks are getting less intense and I'm handling them better. And yes, I'm making some progress. Like I said, whenever I hit the low, I bring in reinforcements. I try to make things better for myself. And I am, but it's still not good enough. And I think that feeling of feeling sick and tired of going through these highs and lows, I don't even want to call them highs, of the lows and the getting lower and higher, lowing lower and higher, you just get sick of it. But that's kind of the exact thing that makes you get better. See, talking this out, you see the rationale behind everything. And you're like, okay, well, Let's just sit back, relax, and take life at a easy speed. Take it easy. And that's why it feels like some sick joke sometimes. It feels like a fucking game. This is why I don't believe in God. Because if God was real, I'd be fucking scared, because it feels like we're little dolls that are being played with and are being psychotically watched by this egotistical maniac watching us suffer and being like, haha, in the end, I'm gonna reveal a big surprise that was bright and beautiful and you'll be so thankful that I did that. Like, that's not something I believe in, because that's just too fucking sick and sadistic and cryptic, and I don't believe in a world like that. I could go on about that, but there's a little a little blurb about that. Anyway, I think that we're gonna get some clarity by the time I'm done talking. If you're still listening, I'm in love with you. I love you. And if you think I'm annoying, please don't let me know. Like, honestly, just don't let me know and just let yourself out. Let's continue. Oh my God. Whenever I shower, on nights where I'm feeling extremely reflective and it's almost bittersweet, it's sweet being so in touch with myself and kind of being an observer on the outside looking in, and you can sort of romanticize the humanity you see in yourself, just like when you watch movies and you see ordinary characters living their everyday lives in an artistic film, kind of like that. But then, obviously, the bitter part being the realization of the weight of your feelings and just what you're experiencing and feeling being just so uncomfortable that you don't even want to be in your body, really. It's just tiring to consistently and persistently feel these things. I just wanted to share what was going through my mind now, because I had this realization that I didn't want to catastrophize anymore. Going through this cycle of getting higher and lower, higher and lower, when I'm at my low, on nights like this, like I said, I would have those anxiety attacks, but sometimes I would catastrophize them even more. Like, all this pent-up energy on a night like this, the me right now, in the now, could be making these decisions, but I'm challenging my urge to do them and trying to take a different route. I would typically be like, oh, I see this depression room and it's making me feel suffocated. Let's clean right now. Let's clear it, you know, clear our space so we can have a clear headspace. And to you, cleaning might sound like a good, productive thing, but really, if I'm purging my room at like 3 a.m., this is not a good look. It is me channeling all this restless energy into more chaotic energy, going all around my room anxiously trying to clean up my environment, when really that's not going to change how I feel internally. Plus, cleaning your room at 3 a.m., that's just delaying me going to bed by another hour. And another way that I usually catastrophize, I'd continue staying up late, just drawing circles in my mind and really not getting anywhere and trying to problem solve where I honestly wouldn't be able to get anywhere. Like, journaling, whether it's thinking in my head, trying to think my way out of this, reflecting on the cruel reality of being a human being, just all of that. And instead, I was like, you know what, Alyssa? Guess what? If you're gonna spiral more tonight, you're gonna be up later and your sleep schedule's gonna be fucked even more. And guess what? That means you're just gonna feel shittier for the following days. The next day you work, you're gonna feel even shittier because your sleep is so whack that if you go to bed at 5 and your alarm is set to wake up at 8, I'm just setting myself up for a worse day. I thought about a realization I have had time and time again whenever I've been in this head state, that when life is feeling so fucking shitty, your mind isn't even in a clear headspace to think through things. And thinking through your problems isn't always going to fix them. Sometimes it's just time that does. And I understand that me thinking through my problems does help. Like, I have had many breakthroughs doing that through journaling. But on nights like these, I know for a fucking fact that trying to think through this problem and getting to a resolution or trying to find my own solutions will only propel me into a deep thinking state where my brain's just gonna want to combust. So rather than doing that, why don't you save all the thinking for a time when you're in a clear headspace and just try to enjoy living right now? Like, yes, you're uncomfortable, but what's something you can do where you can just set all that aside, be like, I'm just gonna try to take the time I have to myself to enjoy being alive, and that's that. Which is a lot easier said than done, but at this point, when you just go back and forth this many times, you learn these patterns in yourself, and you see all these false beliefs that you had because the proof is right in front of you on what actually happens. It's like realism versus idealism. Like, ideally, I want to deal with it in a certain way, but realistically, I've seen how that actually plays out. I don't even know what's ideal and what's real. I know what's real at this point. Let's not make myself sound that delusional, please. No, I don't think it's an issue of what's real and what's ideal. I know it's real. Ideally, I think it's like what's good for me and then what's actually gonna work. It's what I think I need versus what I actually should do. Yeah, it's a war between those things. All right, so it's a war between what I think I should do versus what I actually should do. And right now, we're transitioning to the what I should do. And then eventually, the what I should do will be the new what I think I should do. So, yeah, now this is a form of journaling, which I love, because a lot of the times I would record myself on my phone, so it felt like I was talking to something, just like I am now, and just talking out my thoughts, which is really nice because it's kind of like another form of journaling, and I highly recommend it. Something that I remind myself is that right now I'm sleep deprived. Right now, I had a long day at work. I know my depression, anxiety, my eating cues, all of that is even worse on my days like this. So I shouldn't take these feelings so literally. I shouldn't take them at face value for being like, oh my gosh, this is how I feel about life. Because honestly, it's not fully true. This is skewed to the physical state that I am in now. And my goal being that I want to get on a better sleep schedule so I can feel normal. And honestly, I do feel silly talking about sleep like this, but You know, if you're a person that chronically has issues like me, then you know it's not silly and how much it can really impact your life. It's really just not fun at all. Anyway, yeah, that's my biggest goal right now, getting on a correct sleep schedule. Yeah, it's so fucking infuriating when you feel like, that's actually such a lie. I feel like this is what I was about to say is a lie. Like when you feel like such a basic human thing is so hard for you to do, I feel like that's something they would say in a TV show. Like, or if someone was in therapy on a TV show, that's what the client would say. They're like, oh, it's just so hard. Like when I can't do this one basic human thing and everyone else. That's actually not how I feel. I actually do see that sleep is a very real issue for a lot of people. And getting on a regular sleep schedule for me has just never been hardwired in me. And it's never been practiced literally in my life. So at this point, I'm going to pull out my journal, maybe like say a few lines, a few words, be like, reminding myself on my philosophy in life, just writing, hey, you know, you're here to exist just the same as any other things in nature, like the trees outside, like the birds outside. They're just living their lives. They're just existing. They're not trying to change themselves. They're not trying to do anything. They're literally just being. And that might be all I write for tonight. And maybe hey, good job, because I don't know, I'm here and doing it. And then second of all, hey, de-escalating from an anxiety episode is great and we're making progress. And I always think of that graph about progress and it not being linear or always increasing. This graph is going up and then down a little bit, and then up again, and down a little bit, but maybe not down as much as the time before. And then up again, down, maybe it's in the same place. I think you can imagine this graph. I hope that you've seen this graph, so you know what I'm saying. Honestly, the graph is so helpful, because I remember in the grand scheme of things where I'm at, rather than where I'm at in this present moment. So I'm just going to have to be okay with that. During these times, like this moment, it's so easy to think about all of the things that make me angry about the human condition. And this is something I think I would often do. And I know that's not my set self. I know that's not my set nature, because when I am up and healthy on the days where I'm having a relative high, I see that I'm not like that at all. I see that I don't reflect on these depressing things about life, and I wouldn't even say pessimistic, because it's not, those thoughts aren't necessarily pessimistic. They're honestly very realistic. It's just what direction your head is going towards. And so that's why it's so easy to follow those thoughts, because you know you're not being unrealistic about life. You're seeing life actually with a very, very, very clear lens. And I often write in a journal entry or write a poem about how sometimes it feels like I'm looking life in the eyes, and it's so frightening. Like I'm just looking at it so closely and I'm seeing it for what it is, and that can be a really scary thing. And so I understand that if that's something that you experience on a daily basis, or you experience sometimes, or hey, you're in the same boat as me now and you're experiencing it very, very, very clearly right now. I mean, I see that it's so valid to think that way, but I'm just going to have to depend on myself to get into a better headspace and balance out those very realistic yet depressing thoughts with the thoughts that are more lighthearted than the ones that are focused more on the beautiful things in nature and how persistence can lead to something great. So basically what's happening here is that I'm getting my, what should we call this? This is my low moment self, I guess. My low moment. Okay, you know what I mean by high moment. It's the relative high moment. We're going to have to just say it's a high, even though I know it doesn't feel that way. Trust me, it does not feel like a high. I'm like, does this go any higher? Please, Lord help me. Is that insulting? No, it's not. Because I was raised Catholic and I will ironically say, praise the Lord. Anyway, let's talk about the low and the high. The low me, basically right now, is working harder to help myself get to a higher point. And low me is thinking ahead to the days where there could be an even lower me. Low me is acknowledging that, ooh, there might be some, it's not even self-sabotage, because I think self-sabotage comes from a subconscious place, but it is sabotaging the days ahead if I choose to catastrophize further tonight. And I have this strong belief that me staying up tonight can help fix things, or by me feeding into the feelings that it feels good because I'm finally seeing how I usually feel with clarity. But thinking about my better days, I know that these feelings are only brought to light because I'm in this physical state, and these feelings only come because I'm feeling so shitty. So, does anyone else think, like, everything? I feel like every human emotion, every concept about human nature, every concept about life can be so fucking convoluted trying to map it all out or trying to reflect on the intricacies and the dynamics of it all. Sometimes it just makes me want to vomit. Some people may say that's anxiety. I don't think that's anxiety. I think it's just so, it can just be so consuming seeing how impossible everything feels sometimes. I'm honestly having a good time sitting here because even though you, who is listening to this now, know that this is something that was recorded at a different time than when you're listening to this, because obviously I need to make some edits in here. And yeah, it feels like we're not having a conversation. To me, that's just not true, because I do imagine the you listening to this and me talking to you despite the time, like through time, like I still feel you at the other end, and it honestly feels really nice. So thank you so much for listening. And I just imagine you at the other end of this just being in a very similar headspace, because if you've gotten this far, I can imagine that you feel the same sentiment or a similar one, and there's just comfort in that, feeling other people at the other end of this. And I honestly, I just want to sit here and relish in that. And maybe it's my uber bittersweet state of mind that I was discussing earlier, this heightened state of it making me feel this way. And there's something about the nighttime that just makes me so like tenderly in touch with myself. That sounds very cheesy, but but yeah, I could just sit in silence and savor this, but who's gonna want to listen to me in silence? I'm pretty sure you could not have to hit play on a podcast to listen to that. So how do we want to, I can't be talking forever because like I said, remember, we're not sabotaging the days ahead. I, the low me now, is working ahead so that the future me can have better days ahead. That is what I'm planning on, because right now, when you hit your low, that's the fire being lit under your ass, being like, let's do something about it. And you know what? I fucking am. I'm gonna fucking do something about it, because I cannot go on like this anymore. I really can't. So anyway, life is complicated. We know that. It literally makes me want to gag. Like I'm at TJ Maxx and saw a really nicely scented candle because of the name of it. And then I go and smell it and have to like audibly, physically gag because of how fucking nasty that thing smelled. Speaking of candles are fucking expensive. I wish I didn't find them so cozy and comforting as of late, because before I was a little essential oil girl, and honestly, it's a lot more financially manageable versus candles, which I'm finding are an expensive thing to like. So, okay. Where were we? I'm sorry. I think that when you get a little thought and you follow it, I think it's entertaining to listen to. And please, if you're new here, this isn't how I always talk. So please don't be discouraged from listening to me because you think that I'm gonna make you feel like your brain's going in circles. This is a special little episode for the people who get it, because if you didn't get it, you wouldn't be here. So I was talking about candles and gagging because sometimes I'm thinking about life and I just want to gag. Yeah, it's funny. Earlier today at work, we were talking about how certain people have inner monologues in their head, like a constant inner monologue going. Other people don't. I can have one, but I think faster without it. And these coworkers were like, oh my gosh, people would be scared to be inside my head. I'm like, like, oh my gosh, really? Like, even though I know that you, some people, you just know that they're just gonna be more of a simple-minded person and have a simpler life because you test the waters with them on like, ooh, how do you feel about this topic or this topic and this topic? And they don't really respond to it because they can't relate, or it goes right over their head because they haven't personally experienced it. I'm like, cool, okay, that's fine. But I know that maybe that's presumptuous of me. I'm sorry. I really am the non-presumptuous person, so I can't really say that. But I know other people could easily say, okay, girl, I don't think that you're as crazy as you think. Like, you think you're so quirky and crazy and even though I've asked you before if you think you struggle with anxiety and you straight up said no and was kind of confused on how someone could be like, yeah, I have anxiety. Anyway, it's just funny to hear how other people be like, so crazy in my head. I'm like, you don't even know about this podcast that I have going on outside of work here. And if you did, you would probably tell my boss like, hey, Alyssa is definitely struggling and has issues. Okay. Now I feel, I don't know what this is in me. Is it my OCD? Is it some other thought barrier? But anytime I speak about myself where presumptions are made to continue the train of thought, I don't really like doing it because I don't want to come off as an egotistical, presumptuous. I don't want to sound like a person on a pedestal thinking that I'm more complicated or that I have it harder than other people. But to be truthful, that is how it feels sometimes. It doesn't feel that I'm on a pedestal. Not that part. It feels like, oh, I do feel more complicated than the people around me because I feel like I'm trying to touch on certain topics about the state of mind that I'm in or just talking about the human condition and the sad reality of things in general. And, you know, it just doesn't land with people. And so I have this natural feeling of feeling isolated where other people can't really relate. So that's where the sentiment comes from. All right, it's time to go. You know, we're going to be okay. We're going to hang in there and we're going to do this for ourselves. We're going to power through our low. And even if tomorrow might be low, it's going to be a little less lower. And we're going to keep on having days that get a little less lower until we're moving forward again. And we're going to do this for our future selves because we're going to save ourselves the dread and the depression and the anxious pit that we'd fall into if we dig ourselves in this further. I need to listen to that because I was more saying that for you guys. I need to listen to these words I'm saying to myself. We are going to do it. We are going to keep pushing. We're going to set aside all of the chaos that's brewing in our heads and be in this present moment and know that that's maybe the best thing for us. And we're going to use our time on this earth to do things that we actually enjoy. Who likes increasing the chaos in our minds? So, all right, I'm gonna settle down, dig into my book, The Iron Flame, book 2 of the series after Fourth Wing. I'm sorry, if you think that's basic, you need to go and read this book because it is that good. I'm gonna do that. We're gonna do better for ourselves. And I'm doing it right now. Not every day has to feel good. And just accepting that. And the work I put in now is going to be appreciated later. And I'm tired of learning the same lessons. Because if you do the same things when you've hit your low the last time, you're just going to end up here again, full circle. So I need to remember this fire that's under my ass. And remember how fucking shitty and disturbing and dreadful it feels to be here. And so I want to save my future self from having to make the trip back down here again. So, okay. I'm with you. I'm sending you my thoughts and just know I'll be there along the way with you.